Country Club FM.
Hi, Jim and Neil here. The Bob Almanac also here today. Thank you for joining us. Friday, August 9th. 221st day of the year, 144 remaining on the calendar. More patents. Summer must have been a good time for people to file patents because it seems like we get all kinds of good patents. Mm-hmm. What did we have yesterday? The refrigerator and then the mimeograph.
Yes.
Today, it's the escalator and the electric washing machine.
Way.
Nathan nice. Ames. Nathan Ames patented the escalator this date, 1859.
And pretty good work.
1910, A.J. Fisher received a patent for the electric washing machine. Takes the place of the one powered by a gas motor.
Yeah.
The gas motor washing machine, or the one where you hook it up to your horse. 1905, let's go back to 1905, and maybe this is why he was such an ornery cuss and didn't get along with people. Because on this date, mistaking her husband for a burglar, Ty Cobb's mother killed his father this date.
I remember reading that.
Yeah.
And he was just history.
He was still a teen and just beginning his baseball career, I believe, when this happened, 1905. 1944, Smokey Bear saw him for the first time.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
You must remember that Smokey Bear. He's one of the most recognizable characters, spokespeople anywhere. Santa, Mickey Mouse, Smokey the Bear. Those are like the top three.
Yeah, they are. And you gotta love them all.
Even more recognizable than Pikachu, Pokemon thing.
Yeah.
So that was in 44. 45.
Nagasaki, target for the second atomic bomb. Just 3 days after Hiroshima, this explosion was concentrated in an area of 1 square mile, destroying its selected terrain even more completely.
Nagasaki was bombed on this date with the atomic bomb, 3 days after Hiroshima. This blast and its after effects killed an estimated 74,000 people, and it still took Japan until the week after to surrender.
Yeah, we said, hey, you know, after the first bomb, surrender. And they didn't.
How about in 1969 in the news?
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, 5 persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski. Miss Tate, who starred in Valley of the Dolls, was 8 months pregnant and was found in a bikini-type nightgown with a rope around her neck attached to the body of a man.
It was unbelievable, this date. Cult leader Charles Manson and his disciples later convicted of these killings at Sharon Tate's L.A. home. This date, 1969, and Charles Manson passed away just a couple of years ago.
Yep.
2017. And the world's a better place.
I don't think we miss him. No. Yeah. He was not a good person.
1981.
A full house. And now baseball is back. And we'll be back with the start of the game right after this.
From Cleveland's Municipal Stadium, that is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the State 81. It was significant about that because it was the first game back after the strike.
Right.
In 81, baseball came back after the mid-season strike. Actually, I think that was their first ever mid-season strike that they had in baseball. National League won the game 5-1.
Joe Garagiola?
Yeah, Tony Kubek was there somewhere, too. Nice. Probably little Vin Scully eventually. That was on NBC. I remember watching that All-Star game because it was an All-Star game we had to watch on our 12-inch black and white TV propped on top of our 25-inch console TV because the 25-inch console was broken and hadn't been fixed yet.
The TV repairman hadn't gotten
there. Guy from Rick's Home Furnishings hadn't showed up yet, so we had to watch it on the 12-inch black and white. At least we put it on top and not on a TV stand, which would be very dangerous and could lead to the loss of life, as you know. The flimsy TV stand not made for holding any size TV.
Right on.
1988, this was also a sports note on this date. Big, big day.
That I announce, and I guess more important, confirm that the Edmonton Oilers have agreed to trade Wayne Gretzky to Los Angeles.
This was something that changed, really, hockey forever. It was the Gretzky effect. He goes to Los Angeles, and all of a sudden you've got all kinds of new franchises showing up in non-traditional markets, Neil.
Yeah, it was big for the growth of the NHL. There was not a bigger name in hockey than Gretzky.
Edmonton didn't like it.
No. Nope.
The Oilers fans, obviously,
were
it was a big head scratcher.
Pleased.
It was a bombshell this date in 88.
Jerry Garcia, the man who led the Grateful Dead through three decades of adulation, died today in California at the age of 53. NBC's Bob Paul.
We don't have any time for Bob's report, but I'm sure it's a fine one, maybe even award-winning. 1995, Jerry Garcia passed away. Should have been with us much longer.
Yeah.
1995. And then 2014.
Tony Stewart just hit that guy, Alex.
Alan.
Tony Stewart just hit that guy.
Yeah. That was the reaction in the stands.
Wow.
At a racetrack where Tony Stewart struck and killed fellow driver Kevin Ward Jr. During a race, Ward was walking on the track and going after his car with right. All these other cars buzzing around him. Not a good decision, but he was obviously mad.
Mad over something.
I think he got his chocolate and his peanut butter or something.
But, yeah.
Sadly, he died from that. But Tony Stewart he wasn't convicted of anything.
Nope.
Although there's still controversy. Did he mean to do it? Did he not mean? You know, could have he swerved? You know, what would have happened there? We're going to move on to birthdays now today.
Beef jerky. Beef with broccoli. Beef burritos. Beef fajitas. Beef tacos. Do you see where I'm going with this? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Sam Elliott.
You've got your James Earl Jones and some other great voices.
Yeah,
his is very
right
recognizable.
And it's very fitting that his birthday is on the same day that's the birthday of Smokey the Bear, because he did the voice. I don't know if he still is. Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires. He said that a few times. Every movie he's in is a good one, I think, and he proves any movie that he's in. Sam Elliott. He is 75 here today.
See, I told you it was him. I could see where you would think it was an orangutan. But I knew I recognized that bald spot when I spotted it from the freeway.
You know, Jefferson, good for you. You decided to take the Miller boy camping.
That's Marcy from Married with Children. Al Bundy and Marcy, they had some good back and forths,
did they not? Yes.
That's Amanda Bierce, who played Marcy, the next door neighbor to the Bundys. She's on our birthday list today. She's 61, if you can believe it. Melanie Griffith was in the movie Working Girl.
Well, it's nice to meet you, whatever your name is, but I really do have to go.
Please, please, one drink.
Okay, one drink, but I'm buying.
Okay, but it's an open bar.
It's an open bar, Harrison Ford. How can you say no to Harrison Ford? So Melanie Griffith, 62.
Wasn't she with Don Johnson?
Watch it down! The score! It's over! It's over! Ron Hall and Mike Madonna were there in overtime. The Dallas Stars are the 1999 Stanley Cup champions.
That hurts for North Star fans, I think, to probably hear that after they move to Dallas and they win a 1999 Stanley Cup championship. Brett Hall scores a controversial goal in Game 6, overtime, to win that series against Buffalo. Brett Hall.
Was he in the crease?
One of the greatest. His skate was there.
Yeah.
But they said that he had the puck as he was going into the crease, is what they said. They had full possession of said puck. So Brett Hall is 55. Hoda Kotb is 55. She's on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, you know you're a superstar when you have two nicknames. Because he was Neon Deion and he was Primetime.
Yeah.
You're a megastar when you have two nicknames.
Pretty
He's
good
52.
Athlete.
Eric Bana.
Talbot.
Yeah.
You're making me angry.
Oh, am I?
And why did they not have him say, "You're not going to like me when I'm angry"? I don't know why.
They should have.
So you've got your Bill Bixby. You've got your Mark Ruffalo. You've got your Ed Norton. And I would say number four on that list is Eric Bana as David Bruce Banner. Bana, 51. Gillian Anderson, X-Files.
What I find fantastic is any notion that there are answers beyond the realm of science. The answers are there. You just have to know where to look.
That's right, Scully. Scully Mulder. You know, we had the X-Files. Gillian Anderson.
Day apart?
Pretty much, because we had the X-Files theme just yesterday, did we not?
I think so.
Jillian Anderson, 51. Growing pains. They didn't jump the shark once. They did it twice because they brought in this gal.
Carol, why does Mommy want a new job?
Because it's a great opportunity.
Why?
Well, she'll have the kind of job that most women only dream of.
Why?
Chrissy, I'm going to speak to you not as a sister.
She was the young Seaver girl. Anytime a sitcom is going along and then all of a sudden they have a kid that doesn't make sense, like way too young based on the kids that they already have, like in almost an oops.
Yep.
Or a mistake, and you hate to call any child a mistake.
Right.
But anytime they do that, that's called jumping the shark, Neil, in a sitcom, meaning you're desperate for ratings. Your ratings are starting to slip. They did it twice because they brought her in, Ashley Johnson, and then shortly thereafter, they brought in Leo DiCaprio on Growing Pains.
Yeah.
I wonder if Alan Thicke signed off on all that.
Well, maybe he needed the paycheck.
So Ashley, no, he didn't. He's so talented. You know Alan Thicke. He could have done anything.
Yeah.
He didn't need that sitcom. Alice Johnson, she's Chrissy from Growing Pains, 36.
Gone. Oh, no, not yet.
When I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my hair. You're going to miss me everywhere. Oh, I know you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
That's Anna Kendrick from the movie Pitch Perfect, 34 today.
One of your guilty pleasures. I know it. Gone but not forgotten now, actor Robert Shaw, 1927.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick.
That's, he's painting a graphic picture right there for the residents of that seaport town.
And he would be a meal at some point.
He did eventually. I mean, I think it was his destiny.
Yeah, it was. Robert Shaw was great in Jaws and many other things. He was a bad guy in a Bond movie early on with Sean Connery.
Salty sea captain is what that man was.
Robert Shaw, 1927. Great country performer, songwriter, manager Merle Kilgore.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
He's the other Merle. Let's say he wrote this song. He also co-wrote Ring of Fire, among others. More of a writer than a performer. Didn't have a lot of chart success, Neil.
Right. That's Merle Kilgore, who was born on this day, 1934. He's with the Spinners, Billy Hendrick, Henderson.
Prepare yourself for the rubber band. Man, you never heard a sound like the rubber band.
What happens when the rubber man starts to jam, Neil? I like to put a little peanut butter with that jam,
that
really.
That is pretty good right there. Billy Henderson, 1939. He was with the Amazing Mets in 69, outfielder Tommy Agee. International Boxing Hall of Famer Ken Norton. Remember, he beat Muhammad Ali in 1973 in a big upset. And it was good. It was good. Ken Norton and his son played football with the Cowboys and others. Ken Norton, 1943, and Whitney Houston.
How will I know? Just feel it. How will I know?
She changed the sound of the 80s, Neil.
Boy, did she ever.
How will I know?
What a great voice. Grammy Award winner. Also an actress, Bodyguard, Waiting to Exhale, and others. She was born on this day, 1963. We lost her way too early. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
No almanac quiz today, so right into it. Thanks for a fun week here in Bob Country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour, noon to 1 today, playing your requests back to back to back. A full hour of them right here.
Wow.
On Bob FM, playing the good stuff. Speaking of some good stuff, would you like to start your epically long set of uninterrupted music with George Strait, Roundabout Way? Trisha Yearwood, She's in Love with the Boy, or Here for the Party, Gretchen Wilson?
I'm gonna go George Strait today.
All you need for summer. KBDG.